Warning. This is not a drill. This is an emergency podcast by Nat the Rat. Repeat, this is not a drill. This is a...
Whoa. Back it up just a little bit. How about we change to something a bit more welcoming? Okay, yeah, this could totally work. Anyways, hello, welcome to Chat With That. I am Nat the Rat, and by reading the title, it is concluded that today we will be discussing the topic of civic engagement. Now, I'm sure you're probably asking, what exactly is civic engagement? Well, relax, grab a quick snack, and I'll guide you through the topic at hand. To answer the question in mind, civic engagement can be defined as individuals or collective actions created in order to address a specific issue. Said issue can range from political to non-political. In short, civic engagement is what could shape a community into a happy community. Civic engagement is usually divided into three categories, them being electoral participation, individual volunteerism, or activism/advocacy. A few examples to elaborate a bit further could be voting in an election, starting a fundraiser, donating blood, protesting, and the list goes on. There's a plethora of ways the term civic engagement is applied to a community. As one would assume, civic engagement plays a key role in democracy, the governmental system defined as citizens having political power via choosing who they want as their government leaders. As expected by this definition, democracy is highly run on majority vote, going for what option is picked the most. This connects to civic engagement as it's basically a democratic system in itself, people collaborating or agreeing with one another for a certain change to be made possible. As for how this change is created, that is a good question in itself. Why would the government care about what the people say? As history speaks its loud and proud voice, there have been many cases in which public innovation has swayed the government, allowing us to get the changes felt necessary. Not to mention, it builds a good relationship with the government as both sides hold their own accountability. The citizens speak or act upon their own opinions, and the government officials try to implement the change to policies if that's what's best for the people. A benefit to civil engagement is the creation of a strong community. When people come together for common causes, they develop trust, which inevitably leads to resilient and comforting places to reside in. As for an impact to the democratic process, civic engagement such as registration drives and campaigns can significantly increase participation in elections. A more active vote for the people leads to a more accurate and legitimate polls, making a decision, you know, much more reliable. Of course, civic engagement has a big impact on individual empowerment of the people as well. Civic engagement not only allows people to share their voice and accept one another's diversity, but it also builds a sense of identity in not only themselves, but also in their communities. As for a historic example of civic engagement and its impact, it would be disturbing if I didn't bring up the civil rights movement. Quick history crash course! Let's go! Civil rights movement aimed to address and abolish racial discrimination and segregation, particularly towards African Americans. Simply due to their color, they faced many legal and social inequalities, including segregation, unequal access to education, no employment, etc. However, there were many groups that attempted to try to stop this. An example of a group who led this movement were groups such as the NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, and a few more to list. There were many methods as for how they advocated their goals, such as peaceful protests, media campaigns, and lobbying. Their efforts weren't in vain, as later on the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was passed, which prohibited discrimination of any kind, such as religion, sexual orientation, race, etc. Obviously, there were many long-standing impacts from this, as the people are much more open and accepting to one another. It also created a framework for many other rights that were fought for after. People became unafraid to share their voices, especially when it's about something that they felt passionate about. This is still applicable today, as there are many activists and protesters fighting for what they believe is right. Anyways, I hope I provided an entertaining but helpful demonstration as for the topic of civic engagement. Thank you so much for your time, but I'm afraid mine is already over. Take the time to do something nice for someone else. Pass around kindness! But anyways, this was Chat with Nat by Nat the Rat. Peace out. I love you all so much.